big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jumpin' and it makes you roll. Old Grandpa just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Bom diddy doo wop, 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 bom diddy doo wop.
I love to see you doo wop, yeah. My little baby, how you doo wop?
It's October 15th, 1998, and you are listening to the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And by the way, last week was October 8th, no matter what you were told. And my name is Lou Rollo, as I think I may have told you, and we're here again for another hour of rhythm and blues vocal group harmony. And we open up tonight's show with the Chessmen on Mirasonic from 1958, and that was called Doo-Wop. And the reason I put that on first is because everything tonight will be in doo-wop style. No real early stuff, no soul stuff. Doo-wop style. Let's start off after the Chessmen with something that's apparently pretty rare nowadays. From 1972 on the Wand label, this is Exodus with Eminem.
Sugar Dandy.
Oh, Eminem.
My baby's
name is Eminem. And she really knocks those men right off their feet.
She's the sweetest candy. She's my sugar dandy.
Oh, Eminem.
Here's a couple of classic doo-wops for you. We just heard Eminem by Exodus on Wand, 1972. And right after that, the El Domingos on the Chelsea label, originally 1962, with Lucky Me, I'm in Love. And that also appeared very shortly after that on the Candlelight label. And it's Candlelight that I'm playing for you tonight. The next thing is something you may not know. As a matter of fact, a lot of the material I'm playing tonight, it will be, you know, the usual common, not so common, and maybe a few really rare pieces. This one you may not know. I'm sure that most of the listeners out there are familiar with the group The Tokens, who had many, many big hits, starting with Tonight I Fell in Love and right on through The Lion Sleeps Tonight and things like that. Pretty nice white group out of New York. Well, before they were The Tokens, they were Daryl and the Oxfords, and they had a fairly well-known 45 single called Picture in My Wallet. But after that one came this one that is not nearly as well known. This is Daryl and the Oxfords on Roulette, 1958, and the song is called Can't You Tell?
You Nothing now but you love.
Doo-wop all night tonight. That was the Enchantones on Poplar from 1962. And obviously the title was My Picture of You. Before that, the Delcades on United Sounds Associates from 1964. And It Takes Two to Fall in Love. And we open that up with Daryl and the Oxfords on Roulette with the not so well known Can't You Tell from 1958. That 45 is really cool because it's one of the very, very few labels that tells you the date right on it. It says down right in the bottom, 1958, Roulette Records. Now, the Big Beat Bulletin Board. Get your pencils out. Not pens, because things can change, but this is the way it looks now. Okay, here we go. Next week, regular Big Beat show. You'll just have to put up with me for another week. Then after that, on October 29th, I have scheduled to be as my guest collector here, Mr. Danny Romanello, who is coming down from New York. He is the host of the Rhythm and Blues Review on WFUV at Fordham University on Saturday afternoons from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. The oldest running, although not exactly consecutive, oldies, rhythm and blues shows in the nation. As a matter of fact, it's probably the only surviving one that started back in the early 60s. So that'll be on the 29th, and that'll be 2 hours, too. That's really going to be great. He's making that trip down from New York, and I'm glad to give him 2 hours while he's here. Then, on November 12th, I'm going to have another guest collector. This gentleman, a really old-time collector. I've known Bill Olb for many, many years, and Bill collects really rare records. And we were talking about some of the things he would play. He mentioned titles I'd never even heard of, much less heard the record. So we're going to be treated to some really, really rare records. Have your tape players going, because I think it was safe to say that some of the records he's going to bring may have never been played on the radio. Certainly not in any significant way. You know, there were a lot of records issued that never, ever got airplay, ever, not even once. But the records were pressed and sold, and that's one of the reasons they didn't sell very many, because who knew of them? So that's November 12th, Bill Olb, and that'll be a one-hour show. Then on November 19th, it's going to be a combination of Big Beat and Low Budget Blues show, because the gentleman that I'm going to have as a guest, and Bill Olb is going to bring him, by the way, let me give you some history on this. The radio station WNJR in Newark, New Jersey, if you grew up in that area, North Jersey, you probably listened to it sometime or another and know of it. The major black-oriented New Jersey radio station forever. I mean, there's never been any other one that was more major than that. And NJR started probably before the 40s. Now, here's what's going on. During the 40s, that radio station, while it played black music, only played jazz-oriented stuff, and it probably wasn't exclusively black music, but they played jazz. In 1949, a gentleman by the name of Harold Liddell, who was working for a record distributor in Newark or Harrison, I believe, working for a distributor, got a radio show on WNJR. Now, back in those days, if you had the money, you could purchase a block of time on the radio and have sponsors pay you back, which there are still radio stations today that do that. So Harold Liddell in 1949 went to WNJR and got a radio show, and he was the first to play rhythm and blues on WNJR in 1949. He played both single artist blues and groups, as we play here on Thursday nights. You know, I play the groups, and Richard Skelly plays the single blues artist. Now, Harold Liddell has some incredible stories to tell about that time in history. When he approached the management of WNJR, how they told him they didn't want it, but, you know, he could do it. How the radio show was really an arm of the business of record distribution. Record company, a distributor, by the way, for those of you who do not know, record companies, when there were many, many, they couldn't, each individual didn't send a car to each individual record store or each individual radio station. They had distributors, which were like central locations from which records could be ordered and shipped or sent to disc jockeys, usually free, for airplay. And sometimes they'd give them a record to play, and then maybe 25 more, you know, just for themselves. So that's they didn't actually pay the disc jockeys to play records, which did happen later on in the 50s. But back then, They were just given a few extra records, and if they sold them, made a couple of bucks, that was it. But they didn't play anything they didn't like. Well, maybe that's not fair to say, but they played things that, in this case at least, would promote the business of record distribution. Harold Liddell also had ownership or part ownership in a record store in Newark. And I heard the one story, and he's going to tell stories like this, that he played an Amos Milburn record on the show one night for the first time. No one in New Jersey, at least. Of course, there were stations in New York who did play that type of music and could be picked up in North Jersey, but not in Newark. So he played, I think it was Chicken Shack Boogie by Amos Milburn. Next day, there were 50 people lined up outside the record shop just to purchase that record. He's going to tell us stories about Herman Lubinsky, the owner of Savoy Records, the type of person he was, about some of the groups, the other owners of Modern and Flair, that's the Bahari Brothers and out in California, because they would come east and promote records. Many, many stories. This is a living history, and that's why we're going to give him 2 hours on that night, and that will be November the 19th. So, I don't know what else to tell you. I'm going to be pleasantly surprised. I have many questions I want to ask him. You know, WNJR was the first radio station on the East Coast to play Alan Freed's show, which Alan Freed sent on tape from Cleveland. That's where he was broadcasting, but he would edit out local commercials and send the tape here to WNJR, even before New York, that's right. And that show went on right after Harold Liddell's show, and I guess Harold popped the tape in. So we have a lot of things to find out from this historical figure. He's never been interviewed on the radio before. I'm going to do my best to get some good information out of him, maybe some interesting stories, and we're going to play music too, of course. We're going to play some groups in the first hour, and I guess we'll be playing mostly single artist blues in the second hour of that special show, Combination Big Beat Low Budget Blues Show on November 19th. And then after that, we'll take a deep breath, pause, and see what else we can come up with for you.
I said, darling, are you?
Dooby dooby wop doo wah 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 dooby dooby wop doo wah 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 dooby dooby wop doo wah 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 boom boom you, ba 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 bum.
Well, I love you so, and pretty baby, I want you to know how much I really love you so. I love you till the day I die. Hey, you're on my mind, oh darling, all the time. I love you, yes I do. I love you through and through. I'll give you another chance, but you got to be true. Be true to me, yes you do. I love you through and through. I love you, yes I do. Another chance, but you got to be true. Be true to me, yes you do. I love you through and through. I love you till the day I die.
Dooby dooby wop doo wow wow wow. Dooby dooby wop doo wow wow wow. Dooby dooby wop doo wow wow wow. Dooby dooby wop doo wow. Dooby dooby wop doo wow wow wow. Dooby dooby wop doo wow.
Something unreleased on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. I've played that before. That was Sel Foster and the Audios, recorded for Johnny Otis's Dig label, probably about 1956. The title was Another Chance, came out on a CD about 4 or 5 years ago. And before that, The Robins on Lavender from 1961 and White Cliffs of Dover. Speaking of getting your tape ready, this is a shocker to me too. There aren't many Four Seasons records that I will play on the Big Beat Show. It's not to put them down. They just don't fit into the format of the show, although some of them come close. I guess maybe Marlena would come close. Maybe Candy Girl. They made a lot of great records, and I'm not even talking about their remakes of 50s stuff like Stay and Long Lonely Nights. Pretty good, but you're probably not going to hear them here. But you are going to hear this one. This one came out by the Four Seasons on VJ, 1963. I remember buying this when it came out because it was just so, so good. This is a really nice, slow doo-wop by the Four Seasons. Here they are, and the title is Soon. No, no, it's not Sunday night. It's Thursday night. This is the Big Beat Show. And we just played The Twilights from 1959 on Finesse. My Heart Belongs to Only You. And that's right, before that, The Four Seasons from 1963 on VJ with Soon, or Soon I'll Be Home Again, in parentheses. Now, let's see. The next meeting of the United In Group Harmony Association is October 30th. That'll be one night after Danny Romanello is on here for 2 hours. And on the October 30th UGHA show, it'll feature Jimmy Gallagher, Frank Mancuso, and Tony Pasolacqua, and another guy, a bass. Those guys, Gallagher was lead of the Passions, Mancuso, the lead of the Imaginations, and Tony Pasolacqua, the lead of the Fascinators, and that bass was the bass of this group. And they'll be there. They didn't make it last time because of the hurricane coming up from Florida, but they'll be there this time. And also, Adele Vikings group, Hearts of Stone, the Sentinels, High Five, and who knows what else. You never know who else is going to show up there. It's open to everyone. It's open to the public. Do not have to be a member to get in, but you certainly would probably want to join after you've checked it out a little bit. Let's go now to something that was originally a hit for Johnny Ray. This song was about 10 years earlier than this version in 1963 on the Jamie label. These are the Four J's, and Here Am I, Brokenhearted.
Here am I.
Yeah.
magic, a wonderful magic that is hard us a heart to believe. The spell that I'm under, it's really no wonder that I'm falling in love with Danny. All of my plans, all of my schemes are wrapped in this teenage dream. I hope and pray that she'll always stay forever.
Just heard the great lead of Bob Miranda leading the four graduates. He went on to be the lead of the Happenings in the mid to late 60s. There were the four graduates on the Rust label, 1963, with Picture an Angel. Before that, from Long Island, the Bob Knight Four on Jubilee from 63, Crazy Love, and Here Am I Brokenhearted by the Four J's on Jamie from Philadelphia, 1963 again. And next thing I have for, I'm going to go real quick right now and get a lot of stuff in. These are the Packards on Playback, 1956, La Dice. Oh, yeah, you spurned my love, you broke my heart. The Convincers on Movin' from February of 1962 with Rejected Love. And before that, More and More by the Lovelarks on Masons from 1957. And before that, Something So Bad That It's Good, La Dice by the Packards on Playback from 1956. Let's see if I can squeeze in three more. Here are the Elegants on Apt, 1958 with Good Night.
Oh, oh, good night, my love, until tomorrow then. Good night, my love, until tomorrow then. I hold you in my arms. Oh, good night. Oh, oh, good night.
Oh, yeah, the Gladiators on Dig, 1957, and My Baby Doll. Before that, the Elegance with Goodnight. And that is Goodnight. I want to thank everyone for listening. And tune in next week for another edition of the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And check it out with one more Goodnight song. This is the Plurals on the Wanger label, 1958, with their version, a different song, Goodnight. May harmony be with you throughout the week.
You.